Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
So, Banzai Caruso.
Greetings.
Yeah, man. Welcome to Bob Radio. How you doing, my brother?
I'm well. Thank you. Thank you for this opportunity.
Oh, awesome. Awesome. Well, it's an honor to talk to you. I've heard so much about you, and it's great to have you here to ask you a few questions so you can let our listeners know. You're the man behind the scenes, behind a lot of the stuff that goes on with Damian's career. And so let's just talk about that first. What work have you done with Damian? What songs would our listeners recognize as you being the producer on it that they wouldn't normally know?
Halfway Tree was the first album I started working with him on. I worked on three or four songs on that one.
Oh, wow.
And then we spent a couple of years working on the Welcome to Jamrock album, which most people will know the Welcome to Jamrock, of course. Yeah, so I mixed and recorded. I recorded pretty much all of the album and mixed all but two songs, I think, on that.
Wow!
Album,
wow!
Yeah, that was amazing. That was a lot of.
That was what? 12 years ago, something like that.
14 years ago. 2005?
Huh? Yeah, 2005. Yeah, 2005. 14 years ago. Yeah.
Yeah. Then after that, I worked with him on the. We did the Distant Relatives album with Knot.
Oh my God.
Yeah. So I spent a lot of time on that. Mixed the whole album. Yeah, and then a bunch of stuff since then.
Yeah. Yeah. So much. So did you do some of the shop?
Yeah, set up shop. Of course, yeah, that was fun. I did maybe.
Yeah, set up shop. That was a great, great song.
Yeah, the whole record is really good, actually.
Super, super good. And then, so you work with the whole collective of the Marleys and other little artists and stuff, yeah?
Yeah, but a lot with Steven. You know, Steven is, you know, like the lion rod up producer, right? You know, so he's. Yeah. Oversees a lot of these, from every aspect from beginning to end, you know, the recording, editing, mixing, overdubs, and, you know, arrangements and stuff. He's really heavy-handed involved.
Hands-on.
Big time. And, you know, and his albums, too, you know, Mind Control and then Revolution.
Revelation.
Yeah, Revelation, the root and the fruits of life, those two.
Yeah.
Yeah, did lots of we spent so many long nights, oh my God, for months.
Oh my God, those are amazing records. The Mind Control record is totally great. I love that record so much. Yeah, Got Music is my favorite jam on that one. Oh my God.
Yeah, nice.
Super good stuff.
Yeah, we put in the. I mean, he's real dedicated and real pays attention to quality. And, you know, and at the same time, it's, you know, and it keeps it fun. He keeps it lively. He keeps it fun. He keeps it creative. You know,
definitely creative, man.
Yeah, and serious. You know, serious stuff, and it's also fun at the same time. So you mix it up, right?
Yeah. Wow. So I had no idea when Solomon told me that you had worked with Damian Marley, but I didn't even work for Damian Marley for the last 15 years. That is crazy. Longer, probably, because Halfway Tree was before. 20 years. 22 years. Holy
cow.
How
this all came to be was I got a call from their manager at the time, the Marley's manager, think it was 1996, because I had just, 96, I think it was, because I'd just done this record called Shy Guy with Diana King.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I remember that one.
Yeah, so I did that album and a bunch of albums later on with her, but
wow.
Shy Guy record did really well, but they really liked the sonic quality of it. They said, wow, the record sounds really good. Mm-hmm. So their manager found me and reached out, and that's how it all got started. And that was 95 or 96, so it's been 20-some years.
That is crazy, crazy. That was an amazing record, that Shy Guy record. That was an international hit. That was huge. It crossed over. It was major.
Yeah, and Diana and I became really close friends, and we worked ever since then. We've been working. I've done, I don't know, 4 albums with her, I think, or something like that.
Wow.
And I even went on tour with her to record live, like in Japan and stuff. So
we just did an interview with Paul Kastick, her drummer.
Oh, cool. Oh, yeah, yeah, he's a cool name from the past. Yeah,
yeah, man. Yeah, man. Wow, that's amazing. So that's some of those are some of the artists that you've worked with. And now tell us about the Grammys that you've collected, or the nominations that you've collected.
Well, the nominations have got about 10 or 11 of them, but the ones I've won, all the Grammys that I've won are Stephen and Damien. You know, Mind Control, mm-hmm. Mind Control Acoustic, Welcome to Jamrock, Stony Hill. So all my Grammys, I got to give it up to, you know, Stephen and Damien. You know?
Wow, that is so dang cool. That is so dang cool. So, like, as a producer, where do you see the music going now? I mean, are we just getting finer recordings? Are we going more back to analog? Is it a mixture? What's really happening?
Well, for me personally, I love the hybrid of analog and digital, because analog is just such a warm, rich tones and sounds, and it gives you, you know, that the old school
warm
richness.
Yeah.
And when you mix that up with the modern digital, and you get a nice hybrid. That's what I try to combine the two, but in the right way. So, like bass and drums, as much analog processing as possible. Mm-hmm. Even vocals, of course, a lot of aspects. But then when it comes to the real effecty stuff and the cool little transitional, you know, splashes and effect sounds, it's great to dig into the digital library of stuff. You know.
Yeah.
Yeah, and in terms of the music too, I love what's happening, what's coming out of the yard, what's coming out of Ja Maple.
Uh-huh.
It's nice right now because you got, you know, Protégé Chronics, obviously. I did the Chronics album.
Oh,
Protégé's
wow.
Album. And, you know, and it's just, I love what's coming out, the coffee right now.
Yeah, and coffee's going hard.
Yeah, but it's all positive message. The thing that I noticed a couple of years ago when it started was Protégé and Chronics. When I did the Chronics album, especially.
Driving Terrible? Or Chronology?
No, I worked on Chronology.
Okay.
The Skank and Sweet and those, you know, I Can and all that stuff.
Ghetto Paradise.
Yeah, just,
all that stuff is great. Queen Majesty, all that stuff is amazing.
Yeah, he was amazing. We spent a lot of time together, and I spent a lot of time on those songs, and heaps of time on this song. And it was so wonderful to work with him. He's such a positive, inspirational person, and very pays attention to detail, and is very serious about every little thing, which is necessary. But what I was trying to say was, with all these new artists that are up and coming, it's so nice to hear the positive messages, you know, and the uplift, you know, it's upful vibe. You know?
True.
I love it. And that's why it's starting to make a lot more noise. For a minute, it was a little quiet a few years ago,
mm-hmm.
but it's I love what's happening.
The revival roots reggae message is definitely taking root. You know, we've been priming in the pump for about 5 years now, and all these artists, Jesse Royal, Chronics, Protégé, you know, on and on.
Yeah.
Those guys are all doing excellent music, man. Kabaka Pyramid, you know, awesome stuff. Awesome stuff. And coffee, and, you know, right now, the trend I see right now, and let me get your opinion, is that the ladies are really taking charge right now. We got Savannah, Hemper Sativa, yeah. Lila Ike, John Nine, Holly Cook. I mean,
yeah,
Kalisa. Yeah, these girls.
Yeah.
Atana. I mean, we have there's a stable of females that are in the game right now, which is and their music is always positive. They're not, you know, they're not singing any bad boy lyrics, any, you know, bad man lyric stuff. So it's very cool. It's very, very cool.
Especially John Nine, Queen Africa, they're very positive and, you know, inspirational, spiritual, very spiritual.
Yes.
Especially,
John Nine.
I'm up in this girl. She is amazing. Yeah, I've worked on some of her stuff. Really nice. And this girl that, you know, Natalie Rise.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, her and I have been working together for many, many years.
Did you do the Ride Nanny Ride with Julian?
I believe so, yeah.
That's
the one with the Dennis Brown. That's the one with the Dennis Brown sample.
Yeah. Killer.
Nice. Oh, yeah.
Killer.
That's a good.
We just saw Julian last night, and we gave him an interview last week. So he's doing great. His stage show is nice. Yeah, man. His album's coming along really good.
Yeah, sweet.
Awesome stuff, man. So we got some of your history, who you've been working with, and we got some of your awards and your accolades. You say you have a big project in the works. What can you tell us about your project?
It's an artist from Antigua. Her name is Asher Otto, and we're just getting started on a bunch of new tunes with her. I think I've got five or so songs pretty much recorded, but I'm still editing and overdubbing and mixing on that and producing everything on that from the ground up.
Wow.
She's amazing. What a voice. So I can't wait for this to drop. It'll probably drop next year.
Okay.
But she, look, watch for her, and, you know, definitely, she's such a talented, beautiful woman, and same thing, positive vibes.
Mm-hmm.
And fun, you know, positive and fun. You know?
That's what we love, man.
And serious and spiritual, too, you know. It's a good mix of all these things. All these things good. Bye. You know?
Awesome. I love it, man. It's so nice to be talking to you, my brother, man. You got so much good stuff going on, and you've been doing so much work for over 20 years, and... Yeah, man, that's pretty amazing. Pretty amazing. Yeah. So they're gonna.
Yeah, I've been very blessed. I count my blessings every day. I count my blessings. You know.
Well, we can't wait to get
and
you.
Do the work.
We can't wait to get you into live in the studio next time you come to San Diego, and we'll play the folks from this music live on the air for them, and you guys can maybe give us a sneak peek to your new artist there and stuff.
Yeah, that sounds great. That sounds like a great plan. I'd love to do that. Thank you for the opportunity. Thank you for the invite.
Oh, man, it is an honor to talk to you. I really learned a lot that I didn't know. I used to look at the credits a ton, but I guess I wasn't looking deep enough because, you know, back in the day, we buy the record, we listen to the record, and just comb over the credits. For like the last, 10 years, 15 years, it's become like a lot of MP3, and then the CD print was small, and, you know, on and on. And so I love it, it's
really, you know, from people like myself who are recording engineers and mixers, and, you know, there are a lot of people just downloading. They don't see what studios, what engineers, what producers, what play, who played, what, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Guest sax players and bass players. You know, nobody knows who these, you know, it's kind of sad because when back in the day when we had CDs, you know, everyone's name got listed and stuff.
Yeah. Like some of these guys are famous because of the credits.
I got my work.
Yeah.
That's how Stephen and Damien found me because my name was on the Diana King record. And otherwise, but there's still, you can still download it and get the PDF. Usually certain platforms like iTunes or whatever,
yeah,
when you purchase the MP3, when you purchase it, you can also download that PDF that gives you all that information.
Yeah, the
booklets. Most people don't.
Yeah.
We got to spread that knowledge. We got to spread that knowledge and get people to have a look and see where it was done, where it was done, who did it, you know?
Yeah, where it was recorded. Who were the people on it, you know? I love reading all that stuff. So, what's your opinion? We're doing so good. What do you think about the the resurgence of vinyl. So vinyl is outselling digital now.
I love it. Are you kidding me? I'm looking up the turntable in my studio right now. I'm about to fire it up because I love to drop the needle.
Yeah, I know, man. That's what, and then a lot of these people are putting out these double albums. They're like $30. They're flying out the door. People are buying them.
I'm sorry, man. There's a sound, right?
Yeah.
That sound. You know?
Yes, absolutely. It's definitely different. It's definitely different. It's definitely different. I love it too. Like, I had a guest DJ come in and he wanted to play records. I'm like, God, that sounds so different. It's like different. It's like, well, remember.
So when I come through, I could bring some vinyl.
Okay, cool. That would be awesome. Yeah. That would be awesome.
I'll set it up. I'll bring vinyl for sure.
Cool. Maybe we can get. I'll get the turntable set up in the studio and we'll play it. We'll play those too, man. Be great.
Nice. Well, I like to hear the noise in the beginning, you know, the little crackles and pops and snaps.
The surface noise.
I used to call it Rice Krispies because it would snap, crackle, pop.
Yeah, no doubt. I love those too. You know, sometimes it was crazy that sometimes the wax, the master would get a little click in it, and then every record, no matter where you bought it, had the same click in the same spot. Because sometimes you get them, like, I'm going to go buy another copy of it. So go out there, order another copy, come back, hopefully it's in great shape, and boom, it's the exact same crappy recordings. Well, they don't have to worry about it. I've seen the vinyl these days, they've got all colored vinyls, the packaging is amazing, they did a great job with the vinyl revivaling. Yeah, man.
Yeah, and you get your artwork, you know, you got the front cover, back cover artwork.
Yeah. Yeah, it's the whole, I love that whole, all that stuff, the records and taking them out.
I'm happy to see that.
Yeah, man.
I'm happy you brought that up because it's good to hear.
That's good stuff, man. I dig it so much, man. Love the conversation, Banzai. You know, you guys look out for his work. Well, now you guys know what name to look for him, Banzai Caruso. All those Grammy Award winning Marley records and all those hits and stuff that you guys have been playing. We're talking to the man, one of the masterminds behind some of that music, and it's an honor to have you here on Bob Radio, man.
Bless up. Much respect.
Yeah, man.